Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 19th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 volunteer, reporting. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. Summertime is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence, or CHOP, stow all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. Our FAOM covers the precautions that we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. The FAOM states that when we confront moderate CHOP to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through descent and prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. Now that our August schedule awards have been posted, we would like to remind reserve flight attendants who were awarded a reserve line with more than 12 days off and did not bid for such a line, have the option provided in Section 10D1A4 of our contract. It states, no later than 3 days prior to the schedule change, the first day of the new schedule month, a reserve who did not bid for but was assigned a line with a number of days exceeding the monthly applicable minimum days off, 12, at her, his option, may contact crew scheduling to be assigned additional days of availability and have her, his reserve minimum guarantee adjusted back to 78 hours. The days that will be restored are indicated in the monthly reserve lines with a letter Z. Not bidding means you did not include the reserve line number on your bid card, including if you reserve block bid. For example, if you bid lines 1401 through 1427 and are awarded line 1427, a 13-day off line, you are not entitled to restoration of days off or the reserve minimum guarantee of 78 hours. For the month of August, the company has offered more than 12 days off reserve lines at select domiciles system-wide. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. The summer 2013 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will begin in Chicago on Tuesday, July 23, 2013, at the Hyatt Rosemont. Your local council president, joined by the 14 other local council presidents from around our system, will address the business of our union and the issues that are important to you. We encourage every member to witness our democratic process by attending their local council meetings and, if you are in the Chicago area, the MEC meeting. Schedule times for your local council meetings and the MEC agenda are posted on our website. United will announce next week their second quarter 2013 financial results on Thursday, July 25, 2013 at 9:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. United filed an investor update late last month that provided some insight into the company's likely quarter two results. Many media outlets have said the update was generally positive from a revenue perspective and suggested United is seeing relatively good demand for the summer travel season. We will have more information on United's second quarter results in next Friday's Dear AFA and E-Lines. With the busy summer travel season well underway, it's important that we ensure safety and security is prioritized. During especially hectic travel periods, we have more competition for our attention, and we should remain focused, as always, on our number one responsibility. Changes to procedures, especially those during pre-flight and boarding, have been coming fast and furious with the recent revisions and e-learning. Recognizing that stress and unfamiliarity with new procedures can create a need for additional attention to detail, be sure to take the time needed to complete your safety responsibilities as outlined in our FAOM. Safety checks must be completed prior to the closing of the aircraft door, preferably but not necessarily prior to passenger boarding. Exit row briefings must be completed no later than 10 minutes prior to departure time, and FAA minimums should be maintained at all times when there are passengers on the aircraft. We should do everything reasonable to complete our boarding responsibilities in the time allotted. However, if you find yourself unable to complete your duties, you should inform your purser prior to door closure and file a NOSAP report detailing the circumstances. On-time departures are important, but safety and security are our primary roles and should always be our focus and priority. The Supreme Court's historic ruling striking down Section 3 of the Discriminatory Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, takes effect on July 21, 2013. The court's decision affirms that legally married couples deserve equal treatment under the law. The victory demonstrates the importance of access to marriage and gives married same-sex couples access to the tangible benefits of the federal safety net, allowing them to better protect one another and their children. The Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Treasury, the Department of Justice, and other federal agencies are working to provide guidance for employers in order to be compliant with the court's ruling. For legally married couples living outside of a marriage state or the District of Columbia, there are still many questions about when they will be equally able to share in federal protections, responsibilities, and programs. This is because the federal government typically defers to the states in determining whether a couple's marriage is valid. There is no one rule across all federal agencies. Some agencies look to the law of the state where a couple married regardless of the law of the state where the couple now lives, while others look to the law of the state where the couple is living now. While United Airlines and other employees and other employers await guidance on a number of issues from the federal government, we will continue to encourage United to implement the required changes on an expedited basis and in line with our advocacy contained in our letter to the company dated June 27, 2013. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.